Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan, of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to this report.
Mike, thank you. It's great talking to you again. Thank you so much.
Well, there's been a lot of talk both nationally and on the state level about illegal immigration and its effect on government and what it costs taxpayers. And I understand that there is a package of legislation that is going to be working its way through the House of Representatives that could address some of these issues. What's going on here?
Mike, we have a whole series of packages, a number of bills that came about, and Representative Daryl Metcalf for the State Government Committee and a number of other reps and myself presented it at a press conference today. And it's a couple different issues. It's an immigration issue. It's about sanctuary campuses and things of that nature. But I think there's a more global issue that I think everybody should take a look at. One, it's a recognition that we are a nation of laws, and we have a process with both the legislature and the executive branch and the judicial branch where those laws are written, evolved, and decided upon by a court system. And what's happened over the past 7, 8, 9 years is that people have decided which laws you're going to support and which laws they're not. This is designed to really say there are laws on the books. They really should be enforced. And if you don't like the laws on the books, then we should work to change them. But until then, it's the law of the land.
Why don't you run down some of these bills so we get a feel for how they would affect local governments?
Well, let me give you an example. We have a number of cases in which local governments are bearing the costs associated with illegal immigrants. If someone is detained now as an illegal immigrant in a sanctuary city, or in the case of some of the colleges, a sanctuary campus, the Immigration Service, ICE, is not contacted, and it's a prohibition against contacting them based upon the local city or the campus that decides not to do it. And that interferes with the judicial process and the federal process. But then what happens then is the local community is bearing the cost of all of the different social programs associated with it. It might appear to be a feel-good thing about taking care of someone that is an illegal immigrant, and nothing here is about the compassion aspect of it, but it's about who bears the brunt of the cost, number one, and are we really a nation of laws or aren't we? And so what happens now is all the social costs are borne by the state and the local community, but in fact they're something that really belongs at the federal government issue, and in fact the local community, in some cases of city or university, might actually be violating federal law.
And what's your view in terms of how this package is going to be moving forward here?
Well, I think you'll see a tremendous amount of support among a number of legislators about getting this thing through. What we're really saying is we have a process. We have a constitution, both at the state and the federal level. We should adhere to the constitution. We should obey the laws. We should enforce those actions against people who are illegal immigrants. The term is illegal for a reason. It's because they've broken a law. Doesn't mean that we're not compassionate. Doesn't mean that you just throw them under the bus. But what it means is that you deal with them compassionately, but at the same time, have those hardened criminals, those who have been detained because they are illegal immigrants and have committed a serious crime, that they are, in fact, then dealt with by ICE and for eventual deportation. You know, it was interesting. A couple years ago, I walked across the United States to raise awareness and needs of kids with disabilities. And when I was walking through Southern California and Arizona and New Mexico, predominantly Arizona and Southern California, members of the Immigration Naturalization Service and Border Patrol agents took me out to watering holes at night. And they said they were prohibited. It was a sanctuary watering hole. And he said, Frank, you might think that's being compassionate so the illegal immigrant can get water so they don't die in the desert. And he said, but what happened is the coyotes, those that are handling the illegal immigrants, are turning those people in that sanctuary area into child slavery and into other types of issues where they're being abused. So this perception that it's helping people who are illegal immigrants to have these sanctuary cities is so far from reality, it isn't funny. And I would encourage people who are not opposed to this type of reform effort to have us adhere to the laws that we have in this nation, to go out and take a look on the ground, go into your local communities and see what's really happening to the illegal immigrant and how they are in many cases being exploited. At the same time, our communities are being exploited because they're being used and abused by a process that's broken and violates federal law.
Representative Ryan, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.